Those protests in Sudan are having an impact here in the U.S. among the children of Sudanese immigrants. Hana Baba of station KALW reports from Union City, California.
I can't open this.
It's only 7 p.m., but Seja and Ala Hussein are yawning. They're jet-lagged. They just got back from Sudan 3 days ago. Their parents sent them to college there. A lot of Sudanese expats do that. But then the protests began, and their mom, Fatma, started calling them every day. Seja, she's 19. She tried to calm her mom down.
So I'd be like, oh, mom, there's nothing, you know? But, like, all of a sudden you hear, tra, tra. So it wasn't, background noise wasn't helping me at all.
Fatma wasn't buying it. She was following the news from California. Security forces were storming neighborhoods in Khartoum. People have been protesting the brutal crackdown, but also inflation, corruption, and devastating poverty. Seja says she joined the calls for President al-Bashir to step down.
There's so many problems that are going on in Sudan right now that makes it seem like we're ignorant if we were to just go to school and complete our education.
But then late in February, government security agents swarmed their university, chasing protesters, tear gassing, and beating students. A weeping student caught it all on this viral video. For Fatma, that was it. She pulled her daughters out of the university and went on Facebook to urge other expat parents to do the same. She says, I felt so angry because I sent my girls to my country, my homeland, to learn many things about the culture, to be with family. But sadly, they had to come back in the end. I'm angry. It's not clear how many international students have left Sudan, but Ala says a lot of their friends did, and it was hard to leave.
I mean, sometimes, you know, I say I really, really want to go back and protest and just be a part of it, because at some point this is going to be, you know, our Independence Day, getting from under the tyrant, and this is going to be a big day when it happens. So I do want to be a part of it, but at the same time, like, when I go on social media and I see videos, I'm scared to go back.
At this community meeting in Hayward, they're talking about the protests, and the people at these events are usually adults, first-generation Sudanese. It's different tonight.
My generation, our generation, or the generation that's going to change Sudan.
16-year-old Haifa Abu Sheba gets up close to the mic. She slips in and out of Arabic, talking Arabizi, a kind of teen speak.
In the future, maybe not when I'm not alive, but there's going to be a point in Sudan when Marah Hatamsik.
It was videos of the protests that sparked Haifa's new activism.
Literally, I would grab my phone, I'd be like 8 o'clock in the morning, running to my friends, like, look what my people do, and it's in Arabic, and they're like, what are they even saying? And I like explain to them. That made me feel like this is my home, these are my people, and I should be proud of them. I should never. They walk the streets and they ask for freedom and they fear nothing.
For American kids like Haifa, the protests are connecting them to their parents' and grandparents' country in a way they never felt before.
Before that, a lot of them had the same sense as me, as there's nothing to brag about or there's nothing to say about Sudan, so we just like claim other things. We'll claim like, oh, I'm just black or I'm just African American. But I feel like throughout this revolution that's been happening, a lot of us have been saying, no, like, we are Sudanese people. We stand with the people of Sudan.
As for Seja and Ala Hussein, they're gearing up for the next protest, not in Khartoum, but close by in San Francisco. And they got their chance ready to go.
Hey, Ecos, Benjustudos, Mam Nechaf, Mam Nechaf, Mam Nechaf.
For the world, I'm Hannah Baba.
Honestly, Kaahmirahman knows all of them.